it's an incredible feeling. It's even when the final whistle went, it didn't sink in, to be honest. It's just something that we've dreamed of this past year, or 2 years, should we say, and obviously the hurt of last year has been our fuel every single game this season. And for us to win the first title for Chelsea Ladies and make history is incredible.
With the fact that this team went through such heartbreak last year, does that make this extra special compared to other trophies that you've won in your career?
Yeah, definitely. I think this one, we've really grafted for it this year. We've been at the top most of the season. You can't deny that we deserve this trophy. And I think a lot of people write us off. A lot of people have called us bottle jobs and that we're going to bottle it the last couple of games. And to know what that just does the wrong thing to us, because it just fires us up even more. So hearing people say that, you step out of the pitch and you want to prove them wrong. And for us to win it, and again, in front of a crowd of nearly 3,000 people, it's absolutely incredible for women's football as a whole. So, yeah, we're buzzing, shall we say.
And with women's football on the up and quality going up and full-time training, how much tougher was it this year to fight off the competition from Man City and others who are just getting stronger and stronger?
Yeah, of course. And as the season goes on and the years go on, it's going to get even harder. And I'm guaranteeing now that you'll find it rare to see teams do doubles and trebles like previously, because teams are just fighting in all competitions and literally anyone could beat anyone. This season you got, say, Sunderland beating us 4-0 away, and then again we then beat another team that maybe people write us off against. So it's like, it literally you can't bet against anyone to beat anyone, and that's the beauty of this league.
And what about Europe now? How far can you go in that competition? How good is this Chelsea side? How does it rank, you know, in Europe?
Do you know what? We're going into Europe as underdogs. No one expects us to do anything. So again, it's that we haven't got that pressure. I mean, at Arsenal, we had the pressure that we were expected to get to the quarters, semi-finals, and then we ain't got that at Chelsea. We've set our targets, and don't know what, it starts on Thursday. We're taking it one game at a time, and we start with a home leg on Thursday, and hopefully go into the away leg with a little bit of an advantage.
And as a defender, how proud are you of the back five all season, particularly yourself and Neem Fahy, but also Hevik Lindahl, and generally you've just not conceded goals at all season?
Do you know what, that was our bogey last year. We conceded too many sloppy goals and we switched off at crucial times, and that coming into it, we know that cost us last season. That cost us towards the league, and we've made sure that this year we tightened up. And I mean, I love playing alongside Neve, I love playing alongside Raf, and with Viggy behind us as well, and then you've got Chapa sitting in front of us. The spine of this team is incredible, and we need to make sure that we all stick together and continue to push on, because next year it's going to get even harder.
Emma Hayes, just tell us a little bit about what it's like to play under Emma as a manager.
Ah, she's amazing. Do you know what? You look at this, and when you win it, you just want to go to her and give her a big hug, because you can just see it in her eyes. This one's for her. She came in here 3 years ago and she had a dream and a vision for this club. And the first year, when she came in halfway through and they finished second for bottom, I think a lot of people thought that she's just not going to be able to do anything. And then last season, we managed to get back up there. But she's an incredible manager, and until you play underneath her, I don't think you really understand just how powerful she is and how motivational. And she understands her players. She knows how to get the best out of them, and she's one of the best managers that I've played under. And hopefully, she stays at Chelsea for many more years to come.
And what happens now? What about the celebration tonight? Is it going to be a big party tonight?
No, yeah. Can you turn it off? No, we can't celebrate because obviously you've got Thursday's game. So I just said to someone else that we're probably going to look to celebrate probably beginning of December. That's when hopefully we'll be done. And hopefully the club will throw on something as well, maybe throw a free bar in for us. But we've got to make sure that we do well in Champions League first.